Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya.
All of us chanted all the time. We would walk around chanting. We chanted when we cooked. There was never talk in the kitchen. It was only chanting. We were very crow, but it fused us to actually chant a lot. Then I suppose one of the most profound kirtans, one of the most profound ones of that time, was, as you know, near Memorial Day, Srila Prabhupada had a stroke on the East Coast. And he was paralyzed. We didn't think Srila Prabhupada was going to live. Swamiji. And we just met him. Even before he left, one night he sat on his Vyasa son, and there was his first Ravindra Sarup disciple. Ravindra Sarup decided he couldn't stay. It was our first, what we call guru, devotee. And he crawled on his hands and knees in the front door through a very crowded temple room, up the stairs to Prabhupada's Vyasa san, put his head in Srila Prabhupada's lap. Prabhupada stroked his head, and this man said, "I have to leave. I can't stay." Prabhupada was very gentle. He said, "Please don't go. This Krishna consciousness is such a nice thing. You won't find any other lifestyle that can come near this Krishna consciousness. We have the best philosophy, the best food, the best music, the best books." But he had to go. So after that boy left, Prabhupada said, I'm an old man. I may die at any moment. And that just struck terrible fear into our hearts. So I think we were more attached to chanting after he said that. We our attachment to Srila Prabhupada grew because he was our spiritual master. He was our best well-wisher. There was no one, and Prabhupada, we talk about love of God. My goodness, the love that Srila Prabhupada showered on his devotees was unbelievable. He was so loving and encouraging. You can tell that if you study his letters. Before I came here to Mayapur, I read the letters again. I read them 6 or 7 times. And I'm stunned at how Prabhupada encouraged us. It was just one letter after another of encouragement. So, after the devotees sent us this instruction from New York, you pray to Lord Nisringadev for Prabhupada's life. And if Lord Nisringadev hears your prayers, Prabhupada will know. So that was a new, complete, high period of kirtan. How many have been in a 12-hour kirtan without stopping or leaving a room? Please raise your hands. Higher? So not that many. Well, we did. We had our first 12-hour kirtan in front of Lord Jagannath. And then again, we prayed for God's life. And then we came back. Well, that's the first part of the answer to your question. The other one is that the more you chant the holy name, the more you will love chanting the holy name. The holy name is nothing higher than the holy name, nothing greater than the holy name. A wonderful prayer from the Adi Purana is just quoted by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. The holy name is a signature of so many things for us. And as the decades pass, more and more realizing that by sharing the holy name with others, that some of the best kinds of activity we can do. We have free time to wrap it up. Is there any other? Yes, Prabhu.
Mother.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. I would like to hear what first drew you to Srila Prabhupada, the circumstances around your joining and becoming a devotee.
I met Prabhupada in 66, but quite frankly, I wasn't one that the minute I saw Srila Prabhupada, I knew I had to be a devotee, because maybe it was the chemistry of the devotees being all men in New York, but they weren't very nice to me. And they weren't very nice to my sister. So it's very important that we're nice to each other. We're civilized. And we don't have to be intimate, but we should try to be nice. Sometimes a new person, that's all they want, is for you to be nice to them. Just that will make somebody attractive. So Prabhupada was the supreme nice. Prabhupada just charmed us with his niceness. It was so nice. So that day I came for the lunch and then came for the cooking, cooked for 6 hours with Prabhupada, made so many mistakes that it was inconceivable. And then those few days, but by the time I got to San Francisco and Prabhupada came, I thought, I think it's really time to see if I can be a devotee for my whole life. I wanted to be very serious about being a devotee and not just join emotionally because it felt good. So I thought I'd make a test. And if I really got who Srila Prabhupada was, I'd have to get his instructions. I'd have to follow his instructions. So my test was to chant Hare Krishna all day, read Srimad Bhagavatam several hours a day, and follow the four principles. And unless I could do that without peer pressure, I wouldn't be able to stay a devotee. That was my reason at that time. So I had a boyfriend, and Roger and I went to a mining camp up on the California coast, and I started to do this. And you know, the minute I started reading Srimad Bhagavatam, of course I couldn't understand everything or many things I didn't call new names and concepts, but I was just so fascinated by Bhagavatam. And I started chanting Hare Krishna, and I would chant all day long. Wake up, chant all day, go out in the forest and collect things and for cooking, and cook on a wood stove, and chant all day, and follow the four principles. And within a very short time, I thought, oh, you know, I like this very much. And so I said to this boy, I want to go back. This Swami to talk to me. So we drove back to California. Srila Prabhupada was sitting in his rocking chair in a bay window. This apartment was at 513 Frederick Street, number 35 apartment. So the minute I came in, Prabhupada said, so what is the program? He just almost knew where I was at. I said, well, Swamiji, I'd like to go to the highest place. I kind of couldn't spit it out. I said, I was thinking of Tibet. And Prabhupada said, he said, I can take you to a place much higher than Tibet. Just see. And when he said, just see twice, then I knew that I was to be a devotee. So that was for me when I really decided that this is what I'm going to do the rest of my life.
And then shortly after, you took initiation? Or the...
Yes, about 4 days.
Your sister was already a...
Yes.
Raja got initiated with?
Yeah.
Raja?
Yes, Raja got initiated too. His name was Guru Das. And then we were married the next day. I said boyfriend and girlfriend is not so good thing. You should get married, but you must be initiated first. Let's get initiated before we initiation was more important. So one day, initiation, next day.
This is called the Hare Krishna explosion.
Precursor to it.
Can we know how long you will be in Mayapur and whether you will have us sit with you again?
I'll be leaving tomorrow morning. Tomorrow morning I leave.
This is not authorized. How long since you have been in Mayapur last?
1.5 months.
You were here a month ago?
1.5 months.
Oh, right.
I'm a very reclusive person. I'm a very quiet person. Stay very far in the background.
So you'll be back after a month and a half.
You know, it's a miracle I'm here. I don't take it lightly that I got here. It's totally a miracle to me. I've always understood that you don't get to the Dham with a ticket. Or not to the real Dham. We can sightsee maybe. No. I am very deeply grateful for this day in Mayapur. By Srila Prabhupada's kindness, the London event happened and my ticket was paid halfway, and then it's not so far to be up in England. We came with the intent actually of for 5 summers in our ashram in Sharanagati, we have been chanting and studying the prayers of Thakur Bhakti Vinod. And in 1969, in John Lennon's Srila Prabhupada did something that didn't happen very often in his schedule. He was usually very busy. But while we were at John Lennon's, every morning from 9 till 10 a.m., he chanted, prayer. Not kirtan, but prayers. So this was before even Golden Avatar had their series of tapes, so we actually, it was recorded on a newer reel-to-reel tape recorder that sat under Srila Prabhupada's desk. And he would either play harmonium or kol, mridanga. And at that time, by the arrangement of Krishna, he was in some capacity as his personal servant and cook. So I was in Prabhupada's company then. 3 a.m. We had a Mangalarti in his room with his secretary, Purushottam Das, Purushottam and Yamuna and Srila Prabhupada. He was reportedly training us in deity worship. We had Mangalarti in his room at 3 a.m. And then the Mangalarti for all the devotees was in the harpsichord recital hall. And that was at 4:30 a.m. And then after Srila Prabhupada came back, we went on a morning walk about 6:30 to 7:30, then breakfast, and then he chanted for an hour. So that was most incredible. Beautiful. And one morning, he asked me what my favorite prayer was. And since there was no songbook out yet, and we had very little, just these recordings Prabhupada was doing, I said Shikshashtika, because that was printed in the brick red volumes of the Srimad Bhagavatam in the front. So it was the only prayer I knew. So I said that. Then I said, what is your favorite prayer? And he said, Hari Hari Bifale, by Narottam Das Thakur. So Prabhupada, but he said at that time, he said the prayers of Narottam Das Thakur and Bhaktivinoda Thakur, no one can compose prayers like this. He said, so you study these prayers. of Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Narottam Das Thakur. So I didn't take that. I wasn't able to take that instruction. Oh, wonderful. And to heart until, how many years later? This is 69, 79, 89, 99. So 32, 33 years later, at Banabihari Ashram, where I live. We started studying in the summer these prayers, his three primary prayers. One is a little esoteric, to chant in public. So that means Gitavali, which is almost exclusively on the holy name in chanting. And Kalyana Kalpatru, desire tree of auspiciousness, and Sharanagati. So we brought this year in January, by Krishna's arrangement, a kirtan party of devotees from the west to chant in Vrindavan, Golan Vrikram, to holy places and specifically samadhis, and beg the mercy of great saintly persons that came before who brought us Srila Prabhupada, beg their mercy to chant these prayers. And then because of the engagement in London, we got the idea to do it here in Mayapur. And so again, a group of devotees from around the world gathered, and a group of us every night for 3 weeks went to some place else. Gitavali. So that was one of the main reasons that we wanted to come to Mayapur this time. And that was finished. And relishing another level of Mayapur. But to chant these prayers here, this was just, I don't know, indescribable, powerful. Wasn't it? For those of you that experienced that, you'll never forget. We'll never forget it. It was really special. But thank you for asking. I don't know if I'll ever get to come here again. But meanwhile, bottle up everything I have experienced here and take out little drops, shower it, cross on, Sharanagati, landscape.
This is the first time I meet you, and I hope I won't have to wait another 30 years.
Very good. Devotees are all packed up together by following these instructions. That's a wonderful thing. We really are packed up together when we follow these instructions. And everything becomes so positive, and so hopeful, and so glorious. Given